Genome, The Extinction Files, Book 2, written by A.G. Riddle and read by Eduardo Ballerini.
Prologue, July 17th, 1941. Adelina's family left Berlin in the middle of the night. Her father told her they were going on a vacation, but she knew something was wrong. Her parents were too nervous. Her mother had packed too much, and the wrong things, sentimental items and documents from the safe. For 2 days and 3 nights, they lived on the train. They took their meals in the dining car. Her parents played cards in the afternoon. Her father read her favorite book aloud, Alice in Wonderland. The train cars were crowded, mostly with troops and office workers, but also a few families. The adults looked as nervous as Adelina's parents. The train was searched periodically. Stone-faced soldiers demanded their papers. Adelina's mother always held her breath, but her father's expression was a mirror of the soldiers. The Nazi flag hung from the roof of every train station in France, and soldiers crowded the platforms. The searches grew more frequent, the interrogations longer. At the Spanish border, Adelina was surprised when her father presented a paper to the soldiers and said, "I am conducting research for the betterment of the Reich." The SS officer scanned the paper, then eyed Adelina and her mother. "And why have you brought your wife and child?" "My wife assists me, and my daughter is only 5. I asked why she is here, not her age." "She is here out of necessity. She simply could not remain in Berlin alone, and we were unable to find anyone for her to stay with." The soldier looked unconvinced. Adelina's father sighed. "Obersturmführer, if you would like to take my daughter back to Berlin and babysit her for a month until I return, I invite you to do so. It will aid my research greatly." Adelina felt her eyes welling with tears. She turned away so no one could see. The soldier grunted, and loud clicks followed, the passes being stamped, Adelina assumed. Her mother relaxed when the train started again. Her father moved over beside Adelina and pulled her into a hug. With his lips brushing her ear, he whispered, "That was just a story to make the mean man go away. You're the whole reason for our trip, my dear. You'll see." He tried to distract her by reading Grimm's fairy tales, Snow White and Cinderella. The train was searched less frequently in Spain. Finally, they disembarked in the small town of Santillana del Mar, just miles from Spain's northern coast. In the town square, they met up with a dozen men her father said would be helping with his research. Together, they drove out of town, through the countryside, and made camp at the mouth of a cave. Adelina's father said it was the cave of Altamira, and that it was a very important place, a place where messages had been left for them. He and the men spent every spare minute in the cave, only exiting to eat, sleep, and use the restroom. They'd been camping for a week when Adelina's father woke her one morning just before dawn. Her mother lay beside her, still asleep in the tent the three of them shared. "Be quiet, my love," he whispered. He led her through the camp, where two men were warming coffee by the fire. He held a battery-powered lantern to light their way. At the entrance to the cave, he paused and raised his eyebrows. "Ready?" Adelina nodded, excited. The cave wasn't what she expected. One second the passage was wide and tall, the next it was cramped, requiring her father to stoop and occasionally to crawl. It twisted and turned and branched at random, as if they were in the roots of a giant tree. But her father seemed to know just which way to go, as if he had a map in his head. Adelina felt like Alice after she had gone down the rabbit hole. She was big, and the world around her had grown small and cramped.